Good morning, Doc.
Morning, Bill.
I want to talk to you about the logic of something we're doing right now, because our Deputy Prime Minister gave us a "the rules are the rules" comment. Okay, but we're entitled to know why the rules are the rules, and you know, and do they still need to be the rules? The question is, and a lot of business, like the boards of trade, chambers of commerce, are asking this question. If people can now come into the country when they're vaccinated, including Canadians, can go back and forth, why the PCR tests? They can be very expensive, and they make it cumbersome to travel. So do we need to keep doing them? The rules are the rules. Is this still a good rule?
The first off is that the explanation that the rules are the rules are just is just an obnoxious catchphrase. I mean, that just gets my goat for someone to say that without providing the evidence to support the policy.
She's very, very arrogant. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yeah. It's just I can't listen to her. So the question should be, what is the benchmark to discontinue this practice, right? What is it? Because you cannot do this forever. This is the naturally cynical part of myself would say this is a great gig for the businesses in the U.S. to really gouge Canadians as they come back home to overcharge on a test that may not be necessary anymore. A
couple of $100 for each test.
Yeah, U.S. Yeah, so that's it's a lot of money to start charging everybody, and that it is everybody. And think of the millions of people that will be traveling. That's a lot of money to be spending on tests when. The question I would have is, what is the evidence that this is going to reduce the rates of infection if you are testing everybody who are vaccinated? And so if you're vaccinated, you're obviously trying to prevent the spread of infection to begin with. That's the purpose of vaccination. So at what point do you say, is there a certain percentage of people that you need to have in order to discontinue this practice? And if so, what is it? Provide the evidence that this is actually going to create a safer environment for Canadians and other travelers who are coming to the country.
But if you also insist people are vaccinated, then the number of people who are vaccinated is 100%. So
that's right.
If you don't stop PCR testing when 100% of people are vaccinated, there's no exit plan.
Yeah, I mean, the only explanation I can think of is that because you still have a certain percentage who are not vaccinated, and if there is a small percentage of those 100% of people that are vaccinated that are coming back that may be carrying the virus for a day and may, emphasis on may, transmit that or to somebody who isn't vaccinated, that's an issue. But what's the evidence for it? Again, I can't answer the question because I don't know. I don't know the reason why you would have to test everybody who is vaccinated coming back into the country. My mind can be swayed about this. I just want to know the evidence. If you can clearly show me why this is now still important when eventually this practice will have to be discontinued, at what point is it discontinued? Right? You can't keep testing people who are fully vaccinated. And when you have a population now that's reaching, you know, in the mid-80s or almost 90% fully vaccinated, where's the cutoff? What's the benchmark?
And we looked at going to the U.S., to Southern California, between Christmas and New Year's. The kids are dying to see their friends that they keep in touch with. We'd like to see our friends. We're going to stay in their guest house. We're not going to see a lot of people. We're all fully vaccinated. So yeah. We thought, well, maybe we'll go. I don't like the idea of wearing a mask on a flight for that long, but we were going to actually do a go to like Chicago. So a 3-hour flight followed by another 3-hour flight with a break in between where we can have lunch. And we had it all thought out. Then we looked into the cost of testing to leave, testing to come back, factored in the U.S. dollar. For four of us, it was going to be $1,200.
Yeah.
We found cheaper flights than that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. And you can,
who can do that?
And you can fly the 6 hours from one end of this country to the other, and you don't have those same requirements. If you have your proof of vaccination, that's all they really require. So what is the difference? Sure, if you're, are they taking into account the rate of infection and the number of, what is going on in a particular country or the area that you're going to that may increase risk? But again, you need to explain this to people. You can't just say, the rules are the rules. It just gets my goat. I just the the dripping arrogance off of that and obnoxiousness about that phrase doesn't cut it for me.
I'm sure she didn't say it like that, though. She probably said, the rules are the rules. Or no, maybe I was too. The rules are the rules. She can't get a phrase out. Just put all the words together, make a sentence, Ms. Freeland. Yeah, she gets under my skin, too. I mean, with an answer like that, that does not endear her to anybody else, that's for sure.
You know, if you're going to say we're following, if you're going to say we're following the science, then say what the science is. Don't just say the rules are the rules and we follow the science. That's hollow, empty, vacuous, and choose your other euphemism.
Okay. Well, I'll choose a few during the newscast. Thank you, Doc.
You're welcome, Bill.
I won't say them out loud because I like this job. The rules are the rules. Dr. Perry Dworkin will listen for Sunday House Call Sunday afternoons at 3 on News Talk 580. CFRA coming up next. Something else about traveling and what happened this morning. A surprise announcement this morning, which you'll hear about in the news. I'll tell you what I don't like about it right away. This is really upsetting for me and for many of you as well. I think it's about 6 million of us coming up next, The Morning Rush.